Primary schools are unhappy. The Education Ministry says there will be funding for fewer staff next year. The Ministry's told the schools their minimum staffing in 2020 will be 151 teachers fewer than this year. Meanwhile, it's told intermediate and secondary schools there will be more students, and it's guaranteeing to pay for at least 370 more teachers. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
This time last year, the ministry estimated primary schools would have more than 431,000 children by October this year, and it guaranteed funding for 21,551 teachers. It's not yet clear how many have actually enrolled, but now the ministry's telling schools that next year's estimate is for 2,500 fewer students, and that means primary schools are entitled to 151 fewer teachers. Fetu Cormick from the Principals Federation says that's not a big drop when spread across 2,000 schools, but many are complaining that the ministry's got it wrong.
I'm hearing across the country that school principals are unhappy with the unconfirmed staffing entitlement for next year. And in many cases, I'm hearing from school leaders that they have a reduction in their staffing. And some of these people have gone back to their local ministry office to question whether or not these numbers are correct.
Heath McNeil from the Auckland Primary Principals Association says more than 200 schools responded in just one day to a survey this week about staffing entitlements, and many are not happy.
We've got just around half of our schools surveyed going to put in for a staffing review because they believe that the numbers that the Wellington Ministry have created for next year are insufficient for the growth that they're experiencing.
Heath McNeil says in some cases schools have been told they'll have fewer teachers, even though the ministry's built more classrooms in anticipation of role growth.
In a school, for example, where they've got three new classrooms because of role growth, their staffing entitlement has gone down. So the property division of the ministry is saying, yes, we know that you're going to grow by three classrooms, but the resourcing part of the ministry appear as though they haven't been given that information.
Mr McNeil says schools can contest the ministry's estimate, but that can be a drawn-out process. Meanwhile, secondary schools have been told the ministry will fund 200 more teachers next year to keep up with enrolment growth. Deirdre Shea from the Secondary Principals Association says finding those staff will be a challenge.
There will be real concern about finding quality teachers across the country to fill those roles. Again, it's something we've been very aware of. There have been a number of initiatives put in place to address short-term supply issues, and that's been really helpful.
The Education Ministry says its entitlement estimates are used to give schools certainty about the next year's staffing, but they're not definitive. It says it recalculates staffing in March each year so it can increase staffing entitlements for schools that need it. Mo te hotaka o te ata, ko John Gerritsen TNA.